Should Father Seraphim Rose be glorified as a saint? Archpriest Paul Baba, a spiritual son of Father Seraphim Rose, answers. As a young man, Archpriest Paul Baba visited the St. Herman Monastery in Platina, California, over 100 times from 1979 to 1982. When the young Paul first met Father Seraphim Rose, he immediately sensed something special and sought to learn as much as he could from him. Father Seraphim guided the young Paul and continues to guide and inspire him today from the heavenly realm. Here I ask Archpriest Paul Baba about the desire many have to see Father Seraphim glorified as a saint, and what he would like to see the Church do regarding this matter.
Okay, well, being here in the world, I've heard everything. Reasons to glorify him as a saint or not to. There are big, important people that say he is controversial. Well, it's controversial. He was in the 60s, in the mid-60s. Let's see, what do we have in the 60s? Melting spoons at Stanford, witches, Satan, Jim Jones, LSD, Vietnam War, everyone smoking marijuana, Hare Krishna coming to a power, the Beatles are bringing filthy types of lyrical music and all these types of things he's going against. He's dealing with the UFOs, people are ETs visiting people. They put ET on Christmas Day in a cradle. And they say he's E.T., Orthodox priest, or saying, what a beautiful story and example to see, like E.T. in the cradle to remind ourselves of Jesus Christ. And Father Seraphim says, that's the devil. So he had to speak out. I think people were offended. He shook their world. He was beyond the everyday thinker. He was an Orthodox thinker. And developed a profound, profound Orthodox deepness and Orthodox traditions. And his mind and his heart was not of this world. He was otherworldly. He was of the 18th century saints. He was not, like I mentioned, he didn't want to walk. When I went to Santa Cruz for that lecture, he did not want to walk on the concrete like the rest of us. He walked on the terrain and hurt his ankles. And I saw him stumbling a little bit. He would not compromise. He will not bow down to the materialistic world. He will not invite it in. He was an ascetic man who lived on a board. He never took off his shoes. He never bathed. He prayed. He fasted. He was on his knees till 4 a.m. doing prostrations. He prayed for anyone who asked. He confessed us. He made our life straight. Okay. He sounds like a nice guy. That's a typical monk. But more than that, how many people can you see the kingdom of heaven within them? And the writings that Father Seraphim has come out with that has brought many people to my church. I baptized many young men and women here. Do you know of a Father Seraphim? I said, oh, why do you ask me? I thought maybe they knew I knew, so they came. He says, we just opened up and this is like the church. They all say the same thing. We feel like this is the church we wanted to just come to. We don't know, you know, Holy Virgin Mary Church. I happen to know him. They read his book on nihilism, soul after death, Orthodox religion of the future. They don't have to go along with society and all the fears and all the scares and all the traps and the tricks of the devil world of UFOs and ET is peace. No. But Father Seraphim writes so many wonderful things that now, and I told you so much about him, conversing with St. John, that's not to happen to John Doe down the street, you know. But if they make him what he should be, a glorified saint, because he is a God-given gift in our day, the popularity will quadruple. More attention to this man, this greatest convert in our day. He was our St. Paisios of Mount Athos here in America. He was our translator, the transient of the Holy Fathers, the Apostolic Fathers, and he interpreted it in our day. He lived it. He breathed it. He was a preacher of it. He was a loving heart. Countless and many souls have turned Christ and live an Orthodox path because of him. And I just feel, what's the hesitation? Now, if he ignored the melting spoons at Stanford and didn't holler at Jim Jones and all these other cults and Satanists, he would have been probably an easy walk-in, most likely. But it's time to bring Orthodox more to the people. We have a saint in our day, a convert, lived a filthy life. They say, oh, he lived a life of worldliness. He got drunk, and I hear he hated God. He was dirty. He covered every aspect. So now there's no excuse for any of us to repent. He showed us the way, and he had grace. And when we asked him one day, your life, you know, how you're accused of things. He says, oh, I was these things. And I look back now, he said, my life was disgusting, but through prayer and fasting, I overcame it. And that's why I believe it's time to glorify this holy, righteous man. Because I knew him. I knew many holy people. I knew New Martyr John of Santa Cruz. He came and said, keep up the good chanting. And do it in English, young man. It's good for the people. So explain more. And then they martyred him in Santa Cruz. I was at his court trials. So, there are many saints. But here's one right for us. It's time. And the people are longing for it. And I happen to have, by accident, someone gave it to me. Sadly to say, this young woman quit Orthodoxy, I believe. But she started a page of who wants to see Father Sarah Rose glorified. She gave it to me, put my name on it as manager, and I said, okay. I have almost 4,000 to 5,000 people. And I don't even advertise this thing. It's just by accident. They all love him. And I remember the same fervor of the same people. And I ought to know, because 50,000 people came into my store. I had a little clicker, sorry. In my store in San Francisco for 9 years there, and I know the same people who love Archbishop John love Father Seraphim, if not more, because he was so more relatable. Archbishop John is the greatest saint of 1,000 years ago, and he helps people today. He, in the same way, is carrying out cries from people to the Lord in prayer and intercessions, and so are Father Seraphim Rose. Yes, I'm an Antiochian. I wasn't in the roll call church. I didn't live in the monastic life. I was a spiritual son. But I chose him. How could I not? He was helping me to heaven. That's my little tidbit on that, Tim.
Glory to God.
Yeah. If you met him, you would see more than just writings in his sermons, in his summer pilgrimages and lectures that he gave to us. You see? But that God is with us always, and he was Elder Ephraim, and there's others to come. So we're thankful to God that he loves us through his saints, and God is again wondrous in his saints, and he does not abandon us. There's so much more to say, you know, but I know that there are books, and a book will come out, and at least you'll have handfuls of things for people to read, but I was blessed to meet him, not because I was the chosen one or Byzantium with Archbishop John, the chosen one, because I was in need of great repentance, and God took me and put me before the right people, because we need these to help this poor guy. And in return, I'm going to share the crop and spread the food, and no matter what, continue to bring people to Christ. And Father Sheriff, I use as a tool all the time. His books help people. They come back. the worst of them all, people that believe in evolution, or we came from apes, and you have no right to tell people, I'm a priest, I could tell people what I need to believe in and tell people, but here, read this. He comes back. Who is this man? And there's a gazillion of those people. And he did the Jesus prayer nonstop, like the Holy Fathers of Manathas. His advice can match with St. Paisios on Manathas. We've heard it all before about the end times. You know, Ephrem says things and others say things. We heard it in 1980 from him, how to prepare. And he was ahead of his time. Somehow, by God's grace, the heavens came upon him, filled this man with wisdom, this Southern California good-looking man who had, you know, all the attention, could have been a famous actor, a celebrity. Opens up a bookstore on Geary Boulevard because he found God and discovered the importance of purpose of life, acquires the Holy Spirit, and he spent his whole life doing it, and everyone's jumping on that bandwagon with him. Arabs, Greeks, Russians, Serbians, you name it. Atheists are coming on board. Atheists. I read this, the writings in his, I could touch this man's heart. I could see it, how pure, I want that. Wow. That's not bad from converting from ink. And can't even imagine if he had a cell phone and Facebook and Instagram, all that, the stuff. He said, you know, there's the evil of it. Then he said, then there's also the good of it, that you could promote orthodoxy. Therefore, work it hard, as he said, therefore, do the work of God. You know, rush to do the work of God. And yeah, that's why I told you, Tim, he walked fast. He ate his meal. Can't wait to get back to Jesus prayer. He was in his place. And that was heavenly.
Holy Father Seraphim, pray to God for us.
Holy Father Seraphim, pray to God for us. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace goodwill among men. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joy of all who sorrow, an intercessor of the offended, feeder of the hungry, consolation of fatherhood. Harbor of the soldiers, visitation of the sick, protection and intercessor of the infirm, staff of old age, mother of God on high. Thou art the Immaculate. Hey.